It has Republicans again calling on Congress to approve more security for Supreme Court justices. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The arrest outside Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home early yesterday. Armed man wearing all black, Nicholas Roski.
He told a federal judge during his first appearance in district court in Maryland yesterday afternoon he was, quote, not thinking clearly. Right now he's facing a very serious charge of attempted murder of a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Fox's David Spund. There were more pro-choice protesters outside Kavanaugh's home last night, upset over conservative justices appearing ready in a leaked draft opinion to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion. House Democrats have passed a bill to raise the age to buy semi-automatic rifles and limit ammunition capacity, but most Republicans object, saying restricting gun owners' rights not the answer to recent mass shootings. The Democrat-led House committee that's been investigating last year's Capitol riot will hold a primetime hearing.
Committee aides say there will be a multimedia presentation throughout the 90-minute or so committee hearing tonight that will ultimately show the American people video and audio that has not been seen publicly before. They will also use clips from videotaped depositions the committee has done. Aides say they will remind people of what happened that day, initial findings about the January 6th attack, and its causes, and connect the dots for the American people.
Fox's Mike Emanuel at the Capitol. It'll be on live TV at 8 p.m. Eastern, but most Republicans call political theater, not interested in watching.
Because they're turning this into a Hollywood production rather than getting to work and focusing on the issues that impact Americans.
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik tells Fox she'd rather focus on issues like inflation.
Inflation is mostly in food and in gasoline.
And President Biden told ABC's Jimmy Kimmel, it's the bane of our existence. Gas is up more than a penny more today to another record high. AAA puts regulars national average now at $4.97 per gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Wall Street, the market's mixed. Fox's Lillian Wu watching stocks and more live here in New York.
Right, Dave. The Dow's searching for direction. It's bouncing around now in positive territory, up about 11 after being down as much as 200 in the pre-market. S&P off by 2, NASDAQ down 20. Investors worried about deepening inflation problems, which the European Central Bank's trying to tackle with its first rate increase in 11 years. They're also worried about oil prices and hiring. First-time jobless claims rose about 10% to 229,000 last week. That's the highest since January. The total number of people continuing to collect benefits, however, that remained at a five-decade low. Dave?
Lillian, you mentioned oil prices. They're down a little today, but they're still over $121 a barrel. We mentioned regular gas earlier. We're hitting a new record high again today, $4.97 a gallon nationwide. AAA also has diesel at a new all-time high at $5.74 per gallon. In the NBA Finals,
another seesaw ride through the second half. The Celtics, who had built an 18-point lead on the Warriors in the second quarter, fell behind by 1 point late in the third. But then Boston outscored Golden State 34-17.
Boston Celtics take game three. They're 2 wins away from a title.
On ABC, the Celtics took a 2-1 series lead with a 116-100 victory, while Boston has gotten outscored in the third quarter by 43 points the first three games. The Celtics have beaten the Warriors in the final quarter by 40. Wednesday, Golden State scored only 11 in the fourth, when its leading scorer with 31 points, Steph Curry, left the game, limping with a left leg injury.
Be some pain, but I'll be all right. Figure out how it feels tomorrow and get ready for Friday.
Teams who've won game three in the finals, tied 1-1, have won the series 82% of the time. Jared Max, Fox News.
Golf's new controversial league called LIV teed off its first event short time ago in London. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.